This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Aku Shinkage.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's also Nobunga.
Yeah, so I was way down for this. I was like, yeah. Okay, it's a, you know, it is a spirit that appears in, you know, black enameled armor. This, you know, this is the kind of the Japanese manifestation of Nyarlathotep. That, like, this sentence here: those who are brave enough to look into the hooded helmet will see a black void with dozens of tiny mouths bearing mm-hmm. sharp gnashing teeth. Blood constantly drips from the cracks in the armor.
I love that blood. Yeah,
that part. Oh, and like, and it works into, like, it, mechanically, like, it's corrosive alien blood. I was like, down for this. Like, fuck yeah, give me a general. And then it's like, he will often appear as a charismatic Japanese man of commanding presence, etc. Also, this guy was Nobunaga. God damn it. Everything cannot be Nobunaga.
How many things are Nobunaga, man? What world do you live in where everything is Nobunaga?
I feel like any story about, like, feudal Japan is going to have Nobunaga, like, be... a factor, and be like, oh, a manifestation of some kind of evil that is there.
He's certainly the most famous person about the, like, bloody reunification of Imperial Japan.
Yes.
You know, so, like, you know, of the Sengoku era, I feel like that's the reason why he shows up more.
He does, yeah.
Like most stories about the emancipation feature Abraham Lincoln.
I suppose. But for some reason, that took a lot of the wind out of the sails for me. Maybe it didn't for you.
No, I was into it that it was Nobunaga. Because I liked that this and then a couple of the other ones we're going to do throughout this, of, like, the idea that, like, first of all, I'm always a sucker for inserting fiction into history.
Yes.
You know, this thing that was actually really bad and horrible and bloody. Uh-huh. The reason why was because something spooky was going on behind the scenes that we didn't know.
Yes. So something was pulling the strings, something that we do not understand. That was
only... I always like that.
Yes.
You know, and just the idea that he's not just Nobunaga.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was Nobunaga, but then he's also this whole dark warlord. Like, he's... probably Yakuza bosses now, or whoever you want to use.
Yeah,
them. Back and forth between warrior and businessman form.
Yeah, I love that he is a businessman. You know, that, like, this ends right here in the modern age. This human mask often sits on the boardroom meetings, in a business suit with the Japanese captains of industry. Like, I really dig that. Like that that's updating. Cool. Yeah,
yeah, it's a Wada.
Rest in peace.
Like, the many masks of a Wada.
Yeah. But he also has just, like, a regular kind of amorphous shadow form. The detail that I like about that is when he hits you with one of his pseudopods, it's the exposed flesh freezes like it was dipped mm-hmm. in liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, becomes brittle and flakes off.
Yes,
that's great.
Yeah,
this is very rich, you know. Yes. And like, this is not a creation of fiction. So the pull quote from this is from Secrets of Japan, which is a source book.
Yep.
So this is them just making one up and making him this, like, business guy, especially, you know, there's different eras you mm-hmm. can play Call of Cthulhu in. Yeah. One of the big ones is 90s.
Right.
You know, because it sings as a period piece of some kind. Mm-hmm. Like, modern Cthulhu is less fun than 20s Cthulhu.
Right.
But 90s Cthulhu is also kind of fun. And you can really play on that weird, racist, shitty fear of Japan.
Yeah, that held over from the 80s.
Economic dominance.
Yeah.
You know? And this is a way that you could do that.
Yeah, before they lost that decade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Before it was gone. This made me want to do something in modern Japan, which I've never wanted to run.
You explicitly wish that didn't exist.
Yeah,
in fiction.
Yeah. I don't, but like the idea, like, oh, like, what if you were in high school and you had a bunch of clubs?
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, as a, you know, just like, I don't care. Like, I don't know this. I don't relate to this and I don't find nourishment from it. I don't think it's cool.
Yeah.
But the idea of, like, boardrooms, mm-hmm. like, this activated my, like, Shadowrun sense and I was into it.
Making this corporate all of a sudden adds a huge amount of interest to it.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. And he's just like an evil samurai who's bleeding all the time.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool too.
Yeah. I like the idea of the suit acting like the armor a little bit, like just blood, like blood coming out of the seams.
That's great. Yeah. The seams of the suit. Also, like, any CEO could actually make this happen. Like, we could take a CEO, any CEO you want. Like, we could stuff Bezos in a samurai armor and give him a bunch of cuts and essentially make Aku Shinkage.
I wouldn't recommend it, though. I also wouldn't recommend advocating it on a show that thousands of people listen to.
Recommend what you want. I'll do what I want.
brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.